Windsor High Principal Stacy Desideri shakes a bag full of vaping devices and accessories, all confiscated from her students at Windsor High.
I did bring a show-and-tell bag.
A group of parents have gathered at the Annaly High Library to learn from Desideri and other speakers about teen vaping.
For me, what I have seen is that this has exploded in teen behavior because vaping marries the two things that students and teenagers love: risky behavior and cute technology.
Desideri pulls up a photo of lipstick, mascara, eyeshadow, and other accessories to see if parents can spot a vaping kit called the Novo hidden among the makeup. No one can.
We've got a little lipstick and lip gloss. We've got our mascara. We've got a little roll-on perfume. And we've got right there the Novo. It's one of the more popular because they're pretty and they're pink and they have chrome and they're shiny. And they're killing our children.
Teen vaping at West Sonoma County Unified School District has increased by 12% between 2016 and 2018. That's according to Sonoma West Magazine. School administrators are having trouble disciplining students for vaping because it's hard to catch them. Students also seem to think that vaping is safer than smoking cigarettes.
Most of our students do not think that vaping is at all a problem.
That's Shauna Ferdinandson, vice principal of Annaly High.
They don't see themselves as smokers, so because smoking is gross, they see themselves, well, I'm vaping. And so, well, do you know that it's addictive? Yeah. Why is being addicted to nicotine bad? I've asked a lot of students that question. I say, do you know why it's bad to be addicted to nicotine? No. Like, okay. So I think that we are going to find some traction with teenagers by telling them the quick truth.
Kaiser pediatrician Catherine Brown says she's gained traction with teens by telling them exactly what they're inhaling when they vape.
So I say, you know, it's the same thing that you get if you're breathing in car exhaust. You know, that's one of the chemicals. Same chemical that's in antifreeze. There's a chemical that is in paint and sealants. And I start to see them pay attention a little bit because they think, I don't want to put those toxic things in my body.
But the trick is to educate them before they become addicted.
When they have dopamine released in their brain, they have a much greater amount that's released than any other age group. So when they get nicotine, they have a much bigger high. So, and then when their levels crash, the dopamine levels go much lower as well. So they have a really big high and a really big crash, and that leads to a really big craving. And so teens are more prone to addiction to e-cigarettes than any other age group.
Annaly High Vice Principal Shauna Ferdinandson says school administrators are giving it their all to stop teens from vaping, but they need more support.
The schools alone are not going to be able to solve the problem. I believe that it is a societal issue where all of us kind of play a role. We want to play our role, but we can't take on the entire industry.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.